This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He'll return to Washington today. Former President Trump, back for the first time since he left the White House. He'll speak to supporters who are hoping he will run again. President Biden's not impressed, telling a law enforcement organization that Donald Trump failed on January 6th as rioters attacked the U.S. Capitol.
Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
Lawmakers in Indiana are taking up a Republican proposal to ban nearly all abortions in the state. The AP's Donna Warder.
Thousands of people on both sides of the issue surrounded the Indiana State House Monday as Vice President Kamala Harris met with Democratic state legislators, saying abortion is a personal decision. The legislation would ban abortions except for in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. But bill sponsor and Republican State Senator Sue Glick says she expects amendments to be considered that would tighten those exceptions.
Record rainfall caused widespread flash flooding across the St. Louis area early this morning, closing some roadways and stranding some vehicles. No reports of injuries. The National Weather Service says the rainfall totaled as much as 10 inches overnight. The Pacific Northwest is getting some brutally hot weather this week. The temperatures in Portland, Oregon could go over 100 degrees today. Forecasters issued heat warnings for parts of Washington State and Oregon. The Weather Service says intense heat will linger in the south central U.S. through tomorrow. There's word this morning that Russia will withdraw from the International Space Station project after 2024 and focus on building its own station. This comes as tensions soar between Russia and the West. This is AP News. You may have heard the actor Paul Sorvino died. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Actor Paul Sorvino, known for his roles in Goodfellas and on Law and Order, has died of natural causes in Jacksonville, Florida, according to his publicist. Sorvino was 83.
You know that you're only out early because I got you a job. Yeah. I don't need to see.
Paul Sorvino knew that no matter what roles he played, everyone would think of him playing a gangster, as he did in Goodfellas. Sorvino said in a 1997 interview, that was not him.
I'm really a comedian, but the thing that strikes the hardest is the Goodfellas, and the thing that I guess has a bigger impression on your psyche is the guy who can scare the life out of you.
Some enchanted evening.
Sorvino loved to sing, but said he could not bring it to the level he wanted. Sorvino was the father of actor Mira Sorvino and famously broke down in tears when she won an Oscar. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Gas is down to $4.32 a gallon this morning, down 58 cents in a month. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.